Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
Marginal Revolution.
June 4, 133 America, New York, where the AI extinction warning goes wrong. There is so much to say about this one. In my view, it has been counterproductive for all those worried about AI safety. Here is one excerpt from my latest Bloomberg column.
Daily FX Market News.
June 4, 059 America, New York. OPEC Plus Preview. Crude oil prices linger ahead of production guidance. Brent crude oil prices look for directional bias from the upcoming OPEC Plus meeting, with the cartel grappling with many moving parts.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
June 4, 001 America, New York. iOS 17 is coming. Here's what iPhones, iPads, and Apple Watches are missing. What we hope Apple will announce on Monday at the Worldwide Developers Conference.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
June 4, 001 America, New York. Why the U.S. remains far from recession. The pandemic's aftereffects are fueling economic resilience despite rising interest rates. Global Economy.
June 3, 2200 America, New York. China set to account for less than half of U.S.'s low-cost imports from Asia. Reshoring index shows inbound Chinese goods fell to lowest level in 10 years amid geopolitical tensions.
BBC News Business.
June 3, 1927 America, New York. Mortgage costs right now are terrifying. With rates rising and mortgages disappearing from the market, buyers reveal their struggles to get a deal.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
June 3, 1736 America, New York. Beware of foolproof recession indicators. Beware of foolproof recession indicators. For years, people have been telling me that an inversion of the 2-year and 10-year yield spread on Treasury securities indicates that a recession will occur within 12 months.
Daily FX Market News.
June 3, 1600 America, New York. Gold price forecast. Dreams of fresh record shattered for now as bears pounce. The outlook for gold is starting to become more bearish from a fundamental standpoint, as the resilience of the U.S. economy could induce the Federal Reserve to continue raising rates later this year.
Marginal Revolution.
June 3, 1442 America, New York. Sam Bowman on French success. But Ben Southwood has convinced me that France is rich because it gets the big things basically right. Housing supply there is freer. The overall geographic extent of Paris's metropolitan area roughly tripled between 1945 and today, whereas London's has grown only a few percent.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
June 3, 1259 America, New York. Blood test customers mistakenly told they may have cancer. Grail said its telemedicine vendor sent the inaccurate forms to 400 people because of a software glitch. Marginal Revolution.
June 3, 1252 America, New York. Saturday assorted links. 1. Johnny Cash and Joseph Stalin. 2. Noah Smith's current take on libertarianism. 3. New Larry Summers talk on fiscal policy. 4. The business of giving private concerts to rich people, New Yorker.
BBC News Business.
June 3, 943 America, New York. Train strikes hit FA Cup final and Beyonce concert. Drivers walk out over pay and conditions in the third rail strike this week. New York Times Business.
June 3rd, 919 America, New York. Biden's debt ceiling strategy. Win in the fine print. The president and his negotiators believe they worked out a deal that allowed Republicans to claim big spending cuts even as the reality was far more modest. Shalanda Young, the White House budget director, was a key part of President Biden's team of negotiators who brokered the debt limit deal.
Global Economy.
June 3, 9 o'clock America, New York. Hot jobs market piles pressure on Fed to raise rates later this summer. The U.S. Central Bank is expected to skip an increase this month but keep the door open to further tightening.
New York Times Business.
June 3, 8 o'clock America, New York. Who is liable for AI creations? Tools like ChatGPT could open a new line of questions around tech products and harmful content. Sam Altman runs OpenAI, the startup behind the ChatGPT chatbot.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
June 3, 630 America, New York. Are Republicans discovering the limits of markets? A recent op-ed in the Financial Times bears a strange title, on America's ramshackle railroads, Republicans concede the limits of the market. Although this sentence does not appear in the piece itself, it does reflect its author's opinion.
New York Times Business.
June 3, 5 o'clock America, New York. Older TikTok creators are in demand by brands. No matter what their age or finances, some elder influencers are finding that being on the app can bring them extra cash, or even help them extend their careers.
Daily FX Market News.
June 3, 2 o'clock America, New York. Euro Weekly Forecast. USD ends week with a whimper, but a recovery remains in play. A rather disappointing week on the whole, as EURUSD in particular struggles for direction, while the euro lost further ground to both the GBP and JPY. Given the lack of catalysts ahead, is there any reason to expect the euro to arrest its slump?
Global economy.
June 3, 030 America, New York, U.S. defense chief warns China against risky behavior in Indo-Pacific. Lloyd Austin calls for more engagement after Beijing turns down meeting.
BBC News Business.
June 2, 1941 America, New York, diesel falls 12p but should be lower, says RAC. The price of diesel fell to £1.47 in May, but the RAC argues the price should be cut further.